As the respective roles of men and women continue to change, it's not always easy, either as a man or a woman, to know how to relate to each other. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to Fresh. In these days of political correctness, some things in the Bible can appear incredibly out of touch with contemporary thinking, particularly those things that talk about the respective roles of men and women. Here's a great example. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. In the same way, you husbands should live with your wives in an understanding way, since they are weaker than you. You should show them respect, because God gives them the same blessings he gives to you, the grace of true life. Do this so that nothing will stop your prayers from being heard. Hang on, women, weaker than men? Aren't they the ones that have the babies? I mean, can you imagine the howls of protest if some man got up at a women's conference and started referring to them as the weaker ones? So it's a passage I've pondered in my own life over and over again. If God's word is true, what does this scripture mean today in the 21st century, in this day of equality and equity? In this day when, thankfully, women are no longer chattels belonging to their husbands, what's God trying to tell me as a husband about my wife? Here's the picture I have in my head of this so-called weaker vessel. She's like an exquisite handcrafted porcelain vase, a thing of great beauty and value sitting up there on the mantelpiece for me to admire. And God here is saying to us men, maybe you're physically stronger, but value her, honor her, cherish her. It's the right thing to do. It's what your wife really wants. It's God's command to each and every husband. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God has so much wisdom to speak into our lives, powerful wisdom to improve our relationship. And that's why I'd love to send you your free, fresh devotional each day. A scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.